From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Righto, talk me through the gold at record
levels.
Here
we go.
There's a fizz.
Here we go. We said we'd talk about gold this morning. Price still strong overnight. So gold. Look, as an investment, Mike, it's always sort of prompted debate. It's not everyone's favourite investment. Warren Buffett is probably the most high-profile sort of critic of gold, and I just sort of had a quick look through some of his utterances yesterday. Look, he has acknowledged that it's historically performed well as a way to capitalise on, you know, fear. When the market is fearful, gold tends to go up. But his main issue is that it has no real utility. He once commented that you dig it up out of the ground, you tidy it up, then you put it in another hole in the ground, think a bank vault, and you pay people to look at it, or words to that effect. Yeah. Gold itself does nothing. And to make a return out of gold, because it actually costs you money to own it, you need somebody to be more fearful than you. That is sometimes, Mike, rather unkindly referred to as the greater fool theory. That's the stance of the critics. But gold also has had plenty of support as a store of value. Think of value as insurance when the rest of the investment world is sort of under pressure and full of fear. But maybe we can also look at that as a possible reason behind this latest price surge. Look, Mike, there are three main sources of buyers for gold. People buy gold for jewellery, and that's big in certain places of the world. You've got exchange-traded funds now that follow gold, but also central banks. Now, the recent price surge has seen the price this month go from about $2,000, it hit $2,164 overnight. But if you go back a few months, gold was trading at just over 1,600. So it's up over 30% since then. So we ask the question, why? Well, we can only speculate why, Mike, but that's what we do. So let's go there anyway. Well, it looks like central banks around the world are active and are accumulating gold. And why would they be doing that? Well, it could be sort of an underlying strategy. This is potentially to diversify away from exposure to the US dollar. Now, the US dollar is sort of global reserve currency, but if you take a step back, take a big picture, there are concerns over the projected ongoing large fiscal deficits in the US, massive amounts of borrowing. And that potentially erodes the value of the US dollar over time. Again, very big picture stuff, Mike, but it has been reported that China, Germany, and Turkey have raised their gold holdings in the last 6 months. Overnight, there is report that China has now had 16 straight months of adding gold to its reserve. Apparently, it now has 2,257 tons of the stuff sitting underground somewhere being looked at. Look, there are other reasons why, there's geopolitical reasons, but I don't know about that because they're always there. Think Ukraine, think Gaza. There's political uncertainty is being quoted as well, nervousness about the prospect of another Trump presidency and the volatility to that could bring. But Mike, there's one other factor as well. If inflation is brought under control, and you've just been talking about that, it appears that it potentially will, interest rates go lower. Mm-hmm. And that on a relative basis, Mike, makes gold more attractive because it costs to own gold. So higher rates diminish the appeal of gold, lower interest rates works the other way around. So look, that's a sort of a brief. That's the News Talk ZB Gold TED Talk for the week.
That is sensational stuff. It's why you're on the serious money. Give us a couple of seconds on this manufacturing because it's not been a good story for us lately, has it?
No, big data dump yesterday. It's called the business financial data for Q4 from Stats New Zealand. I'll just pick one thing out of it, manufacturing, because manufacturing is a sector that we know has been doing it tough. Volume of total manufacturing sales fell 0.6% seasonally adjusted in the fourth quarter. That follows a 3.2% fall in the September quarter. The value of total manufacturing sales fell 0.7%, $226 million. That also fell in Q3. Meat and dairy products are a big contributor to that. So we've got a lower outcome for manufacturing Q4. That it's weak. It's not as weak as Q3, but if you go through that data for the business financial data, it does tell a bit of a weak story.
Tell me what the numbers are.
The numbers are all looking quite good, actually. Jerome Powell is still speaking to the Senate today, so the market's pretty focused on that. The Dow Jones is up 139 points. That's about a third of a percent, 38,799. The S&P 500 up almost 1%, so good move there, 5153. And the NASDAQ continues to bounce back, up almost 1.5%, 16,265. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained small, 7692. The Nikkei fell 1.23%, 39598. The Shanghai Composite fell 0.4%, 3027. In Australasia, the Australasian markets were up yesterday. The ASX 200 up 30 points, 7763. The NZX 50 up 8 points, 11,803. One Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.6170 against the US, 0.9323 Aussie, 0.5640 Euro, 0.4823 against the pound, 91.37 Japanese yen. Gold, as I said, $2,156. Brent crude, $82.94. Do you want my view on the dogs?
Go for it.
No. No dogs on planes. But one species is enough on a plane.
Okay.
We don't need another species on a plane.
It's been a long time since I called you a heartless bastard, but I'm...
But you know what you are if you're a dog owner, Mike?
What?
You're a poo slave.
Have a good weekend. See you next week. Andrew Kelleher at jmowealth.co.nz.